You're listening to SBS News.
The wait for the results of this week's presidential election in Zimbabwe has taken an ugly turn. The mood had been generally upbeat, but when preliminary results showed the ruling ZANU-PF had won a majority of parliamentary seats and presidential results were not yet released, it changed. Opposition supporters ran down the streets of Zimbabwe's capital, Harare, chanting support for opposition candidate Nelson Chamisa and carrying large stones and sticks. One protester insisted Zimbabweans are not violent people, though, and just want what President Emmerson Mnangagwa has promised.
We are not violent people, but what we need is a transparent election. Like what Mnangagwa, he told the people of Zimbabwe from the first. He told the people of Zimbabwe from the first, which we are going to do transparent elections. But now we check all the people, they are complaining. This election, they are not transparent. I'm surprising, guys.
The election is the first in the country since longtime ruler Robert Mugabe was forced out of office. Riot police used water cannon and tear gas to disperse the crowd of hundreds, while in another part of the city, the army used whips to try to control protesters. The government says the army was deployed to help police maintain order. The opposition movement for democratic change has condemned the violence, saying it's like a return to what it calls the dark days of Robert Mugabe. Movement for Democratic Change spokesman Nkululeko Sibanda says the violence was unnecessary.
Today we saw the deployment of military tanks and firing of live ammunition on civilians for no apparent reason. Civilians are allowed to demand the respect of their rights in a lawful manner. Any disorder may be dealt with by the police, who are best trained for public order. Soldiers are trained to kill during war. We are seriously made to wonder what this means. Are we in war? Are civilians the enemy of the state?
Emmerson Mnangagwa, Mr. Mugabe's successor, looks set to win the presidential election. But opposition supporters say the election was rigged in favour of his ZANU-PF party. Mr. Mnangagwa blames the opposition for the violence.
Incidents of wanton violence and hooliganism, which broke out this afternoon in the capital, come as a complete surprise. We hold the opposition MDC Alliance and its whole leadership responsible for this disturbance of national peace, which was meant to disrupt the electoral process. Equally, we hold the party and its leadership responsible for any loss of life, injury, or damage to property that arise from these acts of political violence which they aided and abetted. The Alliance and its leadership has forthwith to remove its violent supporters from the streets, so peace returns to our country.
The opposition's frustration stems from the delay by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission in releasing the election results. But the head of the Electoral Commission, Priscilla Chigumba, says the delay is because of the number of candidates.
I was advised by Secretariat that the returns for most of the presidential results are actually here with us in the command centre. However, due to the unprecedented number of presidential candidates, it's our first election where we have 23 candidates. I was reminded of the provision in the law, the Electoral Act, that says all 23 presidential candidates must be allowed through their party agents, their election agents, to actually go through a verification process.
European Union observers say the election had several problems, including media bias, voter intimidation, and mistrust in the Electoral Commission, as well as questions over the delay in releasing the results. EU Chief Observer Elmer Brok says the longer the delays last, the more credibility suffers.
It should be important that there would be a traceability of the results. The longer it lasts to count, the more lack of credibility comes up, that something will be forged. Therefore, it's needed that it must be a traceability of the roll down to the polling station level, where the party agents signed with all the others, So that's the proof that nothing happened between election day and counting of the elections.
The EU assessment of the vote is critical in determining whether Zimbabwe can return to international acceptance, which could then trigger an economic revival. Without approval from the international community, Zimbabwe's next leader could struggle to get access to billions of dollars of international donor finance. Matt Kennellan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.